This is the 2002 Key Stage 3 Mental Arithmetic Test A. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I have finished, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start with a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. Add together the numbers on your answer sheet. Add together the numbers on your answer sheet. Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. I start at 1.7 and count up in equal steps. 1.7, 1.8, 1.9. What is the next number? I start at 1.7 and count up in equal steps. 1.7, 1.8, 1.9. What is the next number? Question 2. How many faces has a cube? How many faces has a cube? Question 3. When m equals 3, what is the value of 5m? When m equals 3, what is the value of 5m? Question 4. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Add them. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Add them. Question 5. What is the sum of the angles in a triangle? What is the sum of the angles in a triangle? Question 6. Write the ratio 12 to 6 in its simplest form. Write the ratio 12 to 6 in its simplest form. Question 7. Multiply 0.2 by 0.3. Multiply 0.2 by 0.3. For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 8. Double 78. Double 78. Question 9. The pictogram shows the number of boys and girls in a year group that had part-time jobs. How many more boys than girls had part-time jobs? The pictogram shows the number of boys and girls in a year group that had part-time jobs. How many more boys than girls had part-time jobs? Question 10. What number is the arrow pointing to on the number line? What number is the arrow pointing to on the number line? Question 11. There are red, blue, and yellow balls in a bag. I'm going to take out one ball at random. The table shows the probabilities of getting a red ball and of getting a blue ball. What is the probability of getting a yellow ball? There are red, blue, and yellow balls in a bag. I am going to take out one ball at random. The table shows the probabilities of getting a red ball and of getting a blue ball. What is the probability of getting a yellow ball? Question 12. Look at the expression. Simplify it. Look at the expression. Simplify it. Question 13. AB is a straight line. Work out the size of angle X. AB is a straight line. Work out the size of angle X. Question 14. A teacher asked pupils in a class, "Do you eat meat?" The percentage bar chart shows the results. Estimate the percentage of pupils that said no. A teacher asked pupils in a class, "Do you eat meat?" The percentage bar chart shows the results. Estimate the percentage of pupils that said no. Now, turn over your answer sheet. Question 15. What is the total cost of three books at £9.99 each? What is the total cost of three books at £9.99 each? Question 16. Which scatter diagram shows strong negative correlation? Ring the correct answer. Which scatter diagram shows strong negative correlation? Ring the correct answer. Question 17. 40% of a number is 12. What is the number? 40% of a number is 12. What is the number? Question 18. Look at the expression. Multiply out the brackets. Look at the expression. Multiply out the brackets. Question 19. Look at the numbers. One of them is the decimal equivalent of 1/8. Ring the correct number. Look at the numbers. One of them is the decimal equivalent of 1/8. Ring the correct number. Question 20. Look at the expression. What is the value of this expression when k equals 3? Look at the expression. What is the value of this expression when k equals 3? Question 21. A drink uses apple juice and carrot juice in the ratio 2:3. I want to make a liter of this drink. How many milliliters of apple juice should I use? A drink uses apple juice and carrot juice in the ratio 2:3. I want to make a liter of this drink. How many milliliters of apple juice should I use? Question 22. The volume of a cube is 64 centimeters cubed. What is the length of an edge of the cube? The volume of a cube is 64 centimeters cubed. What is the length of an edge of the cube? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 23. The diagram shows a rectangle. Its perimeter is 12 centimeters. What is the height of the rectangle? The diagram shows a rectangle. Its perimeter is 12 centimeters. What is the height of the rectangle? Question 24. How many hours are there in 1 week? How many hours are there in 1 week? Question 25. Look at the diagram. Mark on the diagram another angle that is the same size as angle Y. Label it Y. Look at the diagram. Mark on the diagram another angle that is the same size as angle Y. Label it Y. Question 26. A computer game cost £42. Its price increased by 10%. What is the new price of the computer game? A computer game cost £42. Its price increased by 10%. What is the new price of the computer game? Question 27. The table shows the number of goals scored in 14 matches. How many goals were scored altogether? The table shows the number of goals scored in 14 matches. How many goals were scored altogether? Question 28. Work out the answer to the calculation on your answer sheet. Work out the answer to the calculation on your answer sheet. Question 29. X squared equals 9. What are the possible values of 10 minus x? X squared equals 9. What are the possible values of 10 minus x? Question 30. Look at the right-angle triangle. Work out the height of the triangle. Look at the right-angle triangle. Work out the height of the triangle. Put your pens down. The test is finished.